you can use it to help support adding more workforce. So maybe that's been a holdback, is not having the dollars to go for training and testing. Yes, absolutely can be used on that. You know, the other thing that we noticed in this assessment and as we did this report is that we spend very little time in recruitment and retention for EMS providers. You know, you hear a lot about, you know, recruiting and retaining nurses. You can hear a lot about recruiting and retraining doctors, but we don't talk a lot about recruiting and retaining EMS providers. And so part of the work that's going to be on our office in the Office of EMS and here in the Department of Health is to really start focusing on recruitment and retention and inspiration to the next generation to serve in the profession of EMS, whether that's a paid profession or whether that's a volunteer profession.